This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. For the last 10 years, Bishop Kevin Farrell has led the Dallas Catholic Diocese. Now, he's gotten quite the promotion, and as I report, he's being called up by Pope Francis to serve at the Vatican. Back in May, Bishop Kevin Farrell got the call of a lifetime.
And my administrative assistant came in and said, "The Pope's on the telephone." I felt like saying, "Yeah, yeah." But I didn't. I just looked curiously at her. Eventually, she did put on the Pope.
Soon after, Farrell was on his way to Rome. The 68-year-old will be in charge of the new Vatican Dicastery for the laity, families, and life. The role is designed for the Church to better minister to Catholic families. Farrell's credited for overseeing the growing Catholic diocese in Dallas. It includes Dallas and Collin counties, as well as seven others. The diocese is home to more than 1 million Catholics.
This diocese has grown and continues to grow at a tremendous rate. We grow from an influx of people from northern states who are coming to Dallas, and we grow from the blessings we receive from an immigrant community also.
The Irishman came to North Texas from Washington, D.C. in 2007, when then-Pope Benedict chose Farrell to become the seventh bishop in Dallas history. During his tenure here, he hasn't shied away from being openly accepting of immigrants, something he shares with Pope Francis. Last year, when immigrant kids stayed in Ellis County, Farrell talked with KERA.
We need to remember always, they're human beings. They're just like any other man, woman, or child who is struggling to take care of their family and to flee violence and persecution and whatever.
In 2014, North Texas made international headlines when a West African man was diagnosed with Ebola in Dallas. Farrell offered a diocese cabin for the fiancé of the Ebola victim. Louise Tro and her family stayed there for 2 weeks, while they waited to see if she had contracted the deadly illness. Farrell explained his decision to reporters.
And I would hope that the whole community would kind of understand and bring them back into the community and be kind and accepting and compassionate to these people who have suffered in this way.
Farrell starts his new job at the Vatican on September 1st. At a press conference, he shared his appreciation for North Texas.
It is my home. It is a place I love. I love the people. I love the work. I truly enjoy and truly am going to miss working here in the city of Dallas.
Auxiliary Bishop Greg Kelly will lead the diocese until the Pope decides on a new bishop for Dallas. Gus Contreras, KERA News.